Sports Talk presented by Kelsey Chevrolet, R&L Carriers. As immediate job opportunities nationwide, drivers, freight handlers, mechanics, clerical, and more, visit rlc.com for more information. Our next guest spent 10 years in the NFL as a defensive lineman, 6 with the Bengals 2003 to 2008. Then he became a rising media star on the Roundtable Show with me and in his green drink. He parlayed that into a role now that he plays as an agent, the agent for Rock Nation. It is a pleasure to welcome in John Thornton. How are you?
Lance, thanks for having me back on. Long time, man.
It is great hearing your voice. I wonder, I remember having conversations with you over the years, and I remember one of your first impressions when you signed with the Bengals, especially walking into Paul Brown Stadium, just the lack of history and displays. What is your reaction to what is now unfolding with the Ring of Honor and new uniforms and kind of a move into the future of things?
Yeah, I think that's great, man. You know, I mean, it was a lot of, I remember walking in and it was just a lot of green seats and gray concrete, you know, and I even, when I was doing my website, you know, when I got finished, I learned a lot about the team that I didn't know. I didn't know about, you know, the AFC Central titles in the 70s. And I mean, I knew about the Super Bowl runs and things like that, but I would even say put those banners up there because it really, I think when opposing players come in and they walk around, it doesn't intimidate people, but it let them know that there was good football being played here for a long time. And for a while there was just nothing. And so, you know, I don't know if the organization didn't want to do it or they didn't think it was a thing, but I just felt like there was a lot of good players and those guys should be celebrated. So I'm just glad that they're doing it now. And it seems like the guys that are getting honored are happy about it. So it means a lot.
Let me ask you about a couple of guys who were on the Ring of Honor initial ballot that you played with, were your teammates. What do you think of when I say Willie Anderson?
Well, playing against Willie and then playing, you know, being his teammate here, you just knew that, I mean, he was as good as they come. I mean, you rarely would get a sack on him and you rarely would see him give up a sack on film. So that's part of the respect that I have for the team. I mean, the Bengals were a tough out. I mean, I know they had a horrible record, but their offensive line was one of the main pieces of the team. And he was already good before Marvin got here. But I think Marvin coming here kind of gave the team credibility. And then Willie's prominence sort of that took off. And so I'm glad he's getting his just due. I'm glad he got at least, you know, one of the finalists for the Hall of Fame because he was, I mean, I don't know many tackles that were better than Willie out there.
What was it like being a teammate of Chad Johnson?
Another guy. He was another guy that was very good before Marvin got here. And then he took off in 2003. And I was shocked the way that he worked, the way that he practiced. I mean, Chad worked the hardest out of everyone on the team, you know, day in, day out, you know, sleeping at the stadium. I don't know how true all of that was, but he was there all the time. And he was just one of those guys that, you know, he practiced the best, you know, and he wanted the ball all the time. And so I think that year that Marvin came, he took advantage of it the most because now people were looking at the Bengals, and when they started to look at the Bengals, he was having this great year, you know. And then when Carson started throwing the ball, it was even better. So, I mean, he had a run there where he was obviously, you know, one of the top two or three receivers in the game. So I'm glad he's on that list and, you know, with others too.
John Thornton, check it in, the former Bengal, 10 years in the NFL, now an agent, a player agent for Rock Nation. In the draft, everybody was debating Chase or the offensive lineman. They go Chase, they trade down, they wind up with 7 total linemen in the draft. What'd you think in general of their approach to the draft?
Well, they were drafting up high, and there was a lot of conversation, obviously, about the linemen. I thought they would go linemen just because of Joe coming off of the injury, you know, protecting him. But if they feel like the guys that they have are going to get better, and, you know, they brought in Reef to play right tackle, then I guess the next best thing is to get Chase to get a really good receiver. Because nowadays, people are just throwing it all over the field. So, you know, you probably couldn't go wrong, but I thought they would go the other way. But just looking back at how the draft fell, there wasn't any top receivers left when they drafted again, and there were some linemen that fell down to them. So I think they did the right thing, you know.
I mentioned your role as a player agent with Roc Nation. Did you have any players drafted in this draft?
I did. I had a second-round pick, Azeez Ojulari. He was a pass rusher out of Georgia. You know, some say he was the best pass rusher. He was an outside linebacker, so he went at pick number 50 this year. He's from Georgia. I had a kid out of Georgia that went number 4 overall last year. So the draft is still fun. It's still nerve-wracking, and, you know, it's a crazy experience every year, but I'm still excited to be a part of it.
John, I don't know how many agents have done it the way you've done it, a player, but I would think that perspective and the been there, done that, and relatability, I would think that carries a lot of weight when you're talking to potential clients.
It is. I mean, you know what? Players choose their agents for a number of reasons. And so when I present to people or present to kids or their families, I try to give them my experience and tell them what I've been through and how I see things, how I came into the league, how I stayed in the league, how I exited the league, and what it's like at 44, you know, and that's what players don't realize. Like, you're going to be this age at some point. So, you know, and it's not even all about taking care of your money. It's about taking care of your body. It's about how's your mental health, who do you surround yourself with. And so I try to bring that perspective. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes people don't want to hear that. They want to go with another guy, and that's fine. That's like you go to sell your house. You pick one realtor for one reason and one realtor for another. So, like I said, I just try to present it the way that I've seen it, and I've been around some good coaches and some good players, and it does help me when I'm out there recruiting.
Did you know when you were playing, maybe towards the end of your career, did you know the path you were going to eventually take was going to lead you to being an agent? Did you want to do that?
No. I was, I thought I would be in the media. You know, I love doing a roundtable show. I thought I would have a national show or something. But I started working with players. I started working with Frosty Rucker, you know, Pat Sims, and then Michael Johnson, and then Hugh Jackson. And, you know, I had a couple other guys on the team. So it was kind of hard to be in the media the more players that I got. So, it just really led me that way. And once I got my license, it sort of took off from there. So, I'm happy with it. I still consume a lot of sports content, whether it's radio, podcasts. Now I love those while I'm driving and flying and things like that. So I do miss being on the radio and blogging back when that was a thing. But, you know, now everything's Twitter and Instagram, so it's a little bit different. But I love the past, but I definitely love the media aspect because I just love to listen and watch sports.
What is Michael Johnson up to these days?
Michael's chilling, man. He retired, and I think he's back in. He's going to Atlanta. And I think he's going to Alabama soon. So he was in Dallas for a little bit. He was in Atlanta, and he said he lost some weight. He was down to his playing weight, and I talked to him about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So he's doing well.
Excellent. Send him my best next time. He was a good guy. Last but not least, the most important question: how is the family doing?
Family is great. I'm sitting here watching my youngest play baseball. He's over here in Madeira. I think he just hit a home run. He's probably a foot taller than everybody on the field. You know, my other son, Ty, he'll be a senior next year. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the state. And then Jalen is at West Virginia. He'll be home tomorrow for a few weeks. So everybody's doing good, and they haven't gotten any trouble, so I'm always good that I don't get any calls in the middle of the night, so I'm happy about that.
Excellent. Man, it is great catching up with you. I'm so happy for your success, and this was fun. We need to do this again sometime.
Thanks, Lance. Anytime.
All right. Thanks, John. Take care. There you go. John Thornton, 10 years in the NFL, defensive lineman, one of Marvin's free. He may have been Marvin's first free agent signing, if I remember correctly, a Bengal 2003 to 2008, and now a player agent with a number of guys in his stable of stars as an agent for Roc Nation. All right. You've heard Jeff Hobson talk about the Ring of Honor. You've heard John Thornton talk a little about the Ring of Honor. This is where you come in. We will open up the lines for the first time tonight at 513-749-7000, 1-800-THE-BIG-ONE, #700 on AT&T. Season ticket holders, go to the front of the line. I'm interested in your reaction to this ballot, the names on the ballot, and the two names you are most likely to select for said ballot. That is all ahead. It's R&L Carrier Sports Talk, presented by Kelsey Chevrolet, 700 WLW.
We're told half of Americans have had at least a shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. Some states are lowering their safety mandates, while others aren't. Some states are